WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
There's a new comedy about love, marriage, unfaithfulness, and revenge called I Love You to Death. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
A dashing, mustachioed man sits in the church confessional. And who, boy, has he ever sinned?
I cheated on my wife.
You committed adultery?
Yes.
How many times?
Five times the last 2 weeks. Wait. No. That's wrong. It was four times this week with three women. And three times last week with two other women. Wow. Plus, one of the women from this week was the same as last week. Or maybe two of the women.
The accent, of course, is Italian, but with a little too much oregano. And the actor is Kevin Kline in olive-toned makeup. He plays Joey Boca, the most beloved pizza maker in Lower Tacoma, Washington. Beloved by his customers, beloved by his wife, who's played by Tracy Ullman. Beloved, in fact, by every woman he meets. Beloved by us, too, in the audience, because this is Kevin Kline's most ebullient performance since the one he gave in A Fish Called Wanda. Which doesn't help, I'm afraid, when his wife Rosalie, whom Joey adores, discovers that despite said adoration, Joey is committing adultery at a rate for which no number of Our Fathers and Hail Marys could ever atone. According to his mother-in-law, smashingly played by Joan Plowright, there's only one fate good enough for Joey, and that's murder. And so, very quickly, I Love You to Death becomes a farce about the myriad attempts by likable Rosalie Boca to have her equally likable husband, Joey, done in, with the help of the most hapless collection of bumbling hired guns since A Fish Called Wanda. In fact, like A Fish Called Wanda, and Nuns on the Run, and Out Cold, and any number of other recent farces, I Love You to Death is an attempt to duplicate the gentle insanity of the British Ealing Studio comedies of the 50s, the ones like The Lady Killers and The Lavender Hill Mob that invariably starred Alec Guinness. Bumbling bad guys was their stock in trade, and it's a gimmick that still works, but only when the pace is right. In I Love You to Death, the pace is somewhere on the cinespeedometer between, say, new lava and old wax. It's as if director Lawrence Kasdan, after going all arty in The Accidental Tourist, hadn't quite shaken the inclination to frame every frame. As actors like William Hurt and River Phoenix and Keanu Reeves strain hitherto unknown ligaments trying to seem as wacky and eccentric as possible, the camera sits and ponders them as though they were the Grand Canyon, and the movie grinds to a halt. Part of the problem is built in. The screenplay by John Kostmeyer is based on a true story, the kind of true story that strains credulity. A jealous wife attempted to kill her husband five times, but the husband proved unkillable and the killers incompetent. And in the end, husband and wife rediscovered their love for each other and lived happily ever after. But just because the story's true doesn't mean you can neglect to make it feel that way. Why doesn't anyone in this picture worry, for instance, about getting caught? Why don't these people make the slightest effort to come up with a scheme, a ruse, a deception, something to distract the police, and while they're at it, us? I Love You to Death has the sort of problem a lot of TV films have. In other words, as a movie, well, it sure makes a great newspaper clipping.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.